Governor Rick Scott visited a South Florida elementary school yesterday afternoon to highlight his proposal for education funding next year. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman was there as he also weighed in on a political question that could impact the state budget.
Governor Rick Scott has proposed an ambitious spending plan for his final year in office, but the legislature writes the budget, and he says they're distracted.
You tried to talk to people over there, and all they're focused on is this.
This is sexual harassment. The Senate is investigating allegations against the man who, until recently, chaired the chamber's Appropriations Committee, Senator Jack Latvala. Here's Scott during an event Thursday at Coconut Grove Elementary School.
If the allegations are true, you know, he needs to resign.
The issue just became more personal for the governor. A woman who filed a confidential complaint accusing Latvala of groping her on several occasions revealed her identity this week. She is Rachel Perrin Rogers, the chief staffer to a Republican senator, and she's married to Brian Hughes, who used to work in Scott's office. The situation seems uncomfortable for Scott.
You started by saying if the media reports are true, but now it's not just media reports of anonymous people. It's an actual person
sure.
who's telling her story. What will it take to convince you that it's true?
But Brian Hughes worked for me, and I can only say, my experience with him was positive. My experience with his wife has been very positive.
Another reporter asked the governor directly, does he believe Perrin Rogers?
There's an investigation. They need to go through their investigation and get the facts out.
Latvala, who is running for governor, has adamantly denied the charges. He did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.